Welcome in again to the latest edition of the Portland Pilots podcast. Summer workouts continue for the men's and women's basketball teams, but some exciting news this week. As the non-conference schedule was announced for both the men and the women, and the brackets were released for the Phil Knight Invitational 85, the Pilots proud to be once again part of that tournament Thanksgiving weekend and expanding their role as a host. This year, there will be two four-team women's brackets in addition to the two 8-team men's brackets. We knew Portland was going to be in the bracket with North Carolina, Villanova, Iowa State, UConn, Bama, Michigan State, and Oregon. But the pairings were released. The bracket is set up. We'll get into that a little bit later on. But we wanted to continue over the summer to introduce you to some of the new players that are joining Coach Lagan's squad this season. In the previous episode, we talked to the two big guys, Wyatt Lowell and Joey St. Pierre. Today, we're going to talk to the wing perimeter guys, Alden Applewhite coming over from Mississippi State and Vukashin Mashits coming over from Maine through Hofstra. So we'll check in with them. And then once you have a chance to meet them, our good buddy, assistant coach TJ LaPole, going to step in and get his thoughts on how it's all coming together, how important it is to have everybody together for the summer so they can start figuring out how things might fit together. You're looking at this team once everybody gets healthy. You could have as many as 12, 13 guys that Coach Lagan's could, you know, look to off the bench, get in there. All of the lineup combinations, you can go big, you can go small, you can go fast, however they want to do it. And being able to, in the offseason, the time between when summer workouts end and once you start training camp for this coaching staff, to kind of hone in and focus on a few different combination scenarios. You can't anticipate everything, but the ability to have some clear ideas when we get to September, October, training camp practice starts, things that you really think you're going to need and understand when the season begins. So we'll roll through some of the highlights of those for you, as well the schedules, and let you know what to keep your eye on. We'll give you the details on getting your tickets. Tickets are going to be at a premium this year with all the excitement from last season, how things finished up, knowing Gonzaga is coming back to the Child Center this season. And now with the PK Invitational going on, you need to get yourself in position with Pilots basketball this season if you want to be a part of all the festivities. The new seats in the lower bowl are just about done being installed at the Child Center. That is exciting and something to look forward to as well. So a lot going on. But as we mentioned, the focus here in these summer podcasts has been to introduce the new players here joining the squad for Coach Lagan's. Our chance now to introduce to you Alden Applewhite, transfer from Mississippi State. You grew up in Tennessee, but your relationship started with the coaching staff with Jeremy Pope. You played for him at Compass there in Arizona your senior year, and glad to have you now with the program. But maybe talk a little bit about your journey kind of going to Compass, the decision to do that, Mississippi State, and then eventually coming here and joining the Pilots.
Yeah, so I have like a really good relationship with Coach Pope, and just going to AZ Compass, I wanted to just, you know, get better competition and just get a chance to really get exposure. And that's when I met Coach Pope, and, you know, we built a great relationship there, and we continued to talk throughout the season while I was at Mississippi State. You know, just he was checking up on me because he was my former coach, and he just really helped me make that decision to come here because I know he knows what's best for me. So,
yeah, and, you know, playing in four different schools in four different years, you know, people have talked about the transfer portal, obviously an opportunity to go to an SEC school. Nobody would fault you there, but only able to play in a couple of games. Right. What was it eventually deciding to come here to the Portland and your hope to maybe kind of be here for a few years and make this a fixture?
Yeah, I just wanted to come here. When I came on my visit, I got a chance to meet the whole entire staff, and they were just real genuine and just caring, and they just really made me feel comfortable with making a decision here. They made it feel like a family atmosphere, and so I just really wanted to be a part of it.
chatting here with Alden Applewhite, one of the newest pilots to join us on the Bluff. I'm curious, obviously the pilots had been pretty down before Coach Leggins and his staff got here. What they did last season, obviously you had a relationship with Coach Pope, so maybe he kept a little eye on it when he joined the staff. But outside of the Pacific Northwest, I'm just curious, you know, did you know much about the pilots at that point?
And you're like, I knew a little bit about them, especially I learned even more once Coach Pope came here. I was really able to watch a few games last year. But, yeah, they made a tremendous turnaround, and that was really a big part of my, you know, decision to come here, just seeing the turnaround that the staff made with the program, and I just wanted to be a part of the next jump that they made.
Well, and already you took your high school team in Tennessee to the state tournament for the first time there, so you know about building a program up. Obviously, you know, the decision to come, a lot of the guys that were on that team came back here, and so adding a little bit of depth, going to be a lot of competition on that team, on this team this season for minutes. How does that go into the decision-making process?
Yeah, it goes into the decision just because I know, like, in practice, we'll be able to get each other better just because, like, it's a very competitive group, and we'll just really be able to, you know, build off each other and, you know, get better just from practicing against each other every day. So I know it'll help the team from the long run.
Only played in a couple of games. I know some minor injury things. How are you feeling health-wise coming into these summer workouts? And let everybody a little bit know, 6'7", 205 pounds. What is your natural position, do you feel? And what do you think the strengths of your game are?
Yeah, I'm healthy. I'm, you know, coming back from a few injuries, but I feel great coming into the summer. We've been working out and practicing every day, so it's been great. And I'm just very versatile. I don't really know a specific position. I just like to win. So whatever position I have to play to win, that's what I'm ready for.
Well, and you can play multiple positions. Also, nice to have a lefty in there to give everybody a little different look for you, stepping out, shooting the threes, or driving defensively as well. That was the one area, obviously, with injuries that mounted for this team over the season. They couldn't play the pressure defense they wanted just to protect guys for all the minutes. But defensively, I think, is where this team can make the biggest leaps, having some more depth.
Right, I believe so too. Like, we have a lot of size, like a lot of wings that are, like, we have long, you know, have length, and I just feel like we'll really be able to defend well. We can switch a lot of ball screens and things like that. So I feel like our coverages will be well this year.
Alden Applewhite here, 3 years of eligibility left, and so hoping that you'll be here part of the program growth for Coach Leggins. But the transition, you know, you've grown up in kind of the South and spent a lot of time in the Midwest, those sorts of areas. Your first real experience here in the Pacific Northwest, and how are you enjoying it so far?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it, man. I mean, I have, like, great teammates, great staff. They're just welcoming me and making me feel, you know, comfortable. But I've been enjoying it so far, enjoying, you know, my teammates and just everything that comes with campus.
What are you looking forward to most, though, about being here and what the opportunities are going to be for this team as you get a little closer to training camp and the start of the season?
I just look forward to, you know, just the practices where we can really get better and just the games. You know, I feel like we'll really be able to make another jump. Like, they made a tremendous jump last year, winning way more games, and I just feel like we'll make another step with the depth that we added. And it's just a great group of guys, so I feel like I'm just excited to play with them.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you, Alden Applewhite. Glad to have you part of the program, looking forward to a great season coming up.
Thank you.
And thanks again to Alden Applewhite taking a few minutes to join us here. Kind of a soft-spoken kid, but nothing soft about his game. A lengthy, lanky lefty on the perimeter, streaky shooter, but he's not afraid to put it on the deck, and he's going to be a great addition defensively. He can really get out, use that length, closing down shooters, not letting guys get as many looks, and that'll be something we'll talk about with assistant coach TJ Leopold coming up a little bit later. The ability to have so many different mix and match parts defensively for this team last year, as opposed to how they ended the season basically with five guys, and it was finding a way just to play some defense that wasn't going to tire them out and not let them get torched, keeping them in games and letting the offense take over. Many, many more options for the Pilots this season defensively, and they are going to get put to the test right out of the chute. An ambitious schedule. It was released earlier this week. the non-conference schedule. Season opens up on Monday, November the 7th. It's on Monday this year. You'll remember that a big push was made to have Election Day be a day without competition, without practice for players, so they can go and be part of the electoral process. And so since that is Tuesday, November the 8th, they decided to start the season on Monday the 7th this year. Portland opening up with Lewis and Clark at the Child Center. Then the Rattlers, Florida A&M, is back again this year, Wednesday, November the 9th. And the River City rivalry will be back at Childs this year, Friday the 11th, Portland State. Jace Coburn's squad, Portland had a big win over at their pavilion last season, but it was bittersweet, as that is when we saw Jack Perry go down with that knee injury. Fortunately, Jack will be back this season. He'll be looking for a little revenge, get them in our gym. Then the Pilots go on a road trip. They'll go to Kent State out of the MAC and the Air Force Academy the following week. Seattle U at home Saturday, November the 19th, and then the Phil Knight Invitational. And this is a big one. Probably the preseason number one team between them and Gonzaga, North Carolina, Thanksgiving morning, 10 a.m. tip, ESPN. Of course, I'll have the radio broadcast over on 910 ESPN Portland. We'll have pregame at 9:30 a.m. So much fun to be a part of it. The team in the opposite bracket, Iowa State and Villanova. So depending on how things go, they'll take on either Iowa State and Villanova on Friday. That game will either be at 11:30 a.m. or 2 p.m. And then the other half of the bracket, UConn takes on Oregon in the opener, Alabama and Michigan State, the nightcap on Thanksgiving. The final games will be Sunday. It's a double elimination bracket. Everybody gets three games, so the winners keep advancing and the losers go the other direction. The first game will be in the Moda Center. Day two will be in Memorial Coliseum. And then day three depends on how the first two games go. So that is how the month of November really shapes up for the Pilots. And you can be a part of it. Join us at the Childs Center right now. PortlandPilots.com/summer sale. $50 gets you a 5-flex ticket package for any non-conference men's or women's games at the Childs Center. And we mentioned the women, the first two home games for Portland. For the men, it'll be a doubleheader with the women. They open up Monday the 7th with Willamette and then Wednesday the 9th against Hawaii. That could also include Sunday, November 13th. They host Stanford and Washington State coming as well Wednesday, December the 7th for the women. Coach Meek and his squad, his veteran squad, really excited about what they might be able to do this upcoming season. So again, PortlandPilots.com/summer sale. Take advantage of that flex pack ticket package for just $50 per seat. If you are interested in the PK85 tickets, you'll want to contact the box office, 503-943-7525, for Pilot session-specific tickets. Figure out what you're going to have to do and when those go on sale. Portland opening up Thanksgiving morning against the defending champion North Carolina Tar Heels. Let's get back to introducing the new players joining Coach Lagan's squad this season as we continue on with this Portland Pilots podcast. And now joining the last of the four D1 transfers that we've had a chance to meet here from Belgrade, Serbia, via Hofstra, via Maine. Glad to have him out here. Vukasin Mašić. Am I getting that right?
Yeah, that was perfect, actually.
I had a lot of practice with a lot of the other players that have been on this team that have come from Europe before here. Did that make a difference, knowing we still have Vasilij Vucinic here, but a couple of guys that didn't stick around this season, but knowing that Coach Lagans is real familiar with guys that have come over from Europe and help them have success in the college game?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like it makes me feel more comfortable in here. that I can talk on my language. It feels really make me like more comfortable in here. So I'm glad to have Vin here, and I'm really glad that all the group of the guys, everybody's making me feel like this is like part of the family. So I'm really really grateful for that.
Well, you played some high school, some prep up in the Northeast. When
first
come over to the United States? How long have you been in America?
So this is my 4th year right now. So I graduated 12th grade in Hoosac School. That was like NAPSEC League with Brewster, with St. Thomas More, and those type of schools. And I can say that I have like really nice experience since I got here. My first college basketball experience was in Hofstra. And I can say that I improved a lot in here. So I'm really, I always dreamed about to come here in the States, because this is the only place where you can actually have the opportunity to play basketball in high level and have great education at the same time. So I'm really glad to have that here.
Chatting here with Vukasin Mašić, a transfer from Maine, played last season, joining the Pilots, 6'5". What's your natural position? Where are you most comfortable at point, at the two, at the three? What do you see your game fitting in here with Coach Leggins?
Well, I used to play when I was younger, back home in Serbia. I used to play point guard all the time. But when I grew up a little bit, I got some length, so I started playing at shooting guard as well. So I started developing my shooting skills. So I feel comfortable in playing both positions, shooting guard, point guard, doesn't matter. I just want to make team better, and whatever team needs from me, I will try to do my best.
Now, you played a couple of years already, two different schools, and the transfer portal, you know, for basketball, we see so many guys going in there. Take me through the decision to go back into the transfer portal a second time. I know some of it has to do with coaching changes and regimes, and there's so much turnover at the college basketball level, but the decision to go back into the portal again, and then you know, getting familiar with, did you know much of Coach Leggins or his staff beforehand, or did they kind of reach out when they saw your name pop up?
Well, yeah, I mean, first of all, I have to say that I just wanted to play in a higher level, you know, and I feel that WCC's conference really good for like European type of style player, you know. So I can say that I always wanted, before I got here, actually, before I started playing at college level, I always wanted to play WCC, because I felt like there's a conference that where I can have like great impact. And I didn't have a lot of luck in my first year in Hofstra, because Coach Joe Mihalik got sick, and that was unfortunate. So I didn't have a lot of luck in there. So that's why I transferred from there to University of Maine, and I think that I have really good, like, good season. I could always play better, but I think that I improved a lot. I got a lot of confidence. So after that season, I just wanted to play at a high level again, because I think that I'm capable of doing that.
Chatting here with Vukasin Mašić, joining the team, one of the four Division I transfers joining the Pilots this year. Growing up in Serbia, we know how popular basketball has become in that part of the world. Who did you grow up trying to model your game after, any particular player there, or were you more fascinated with the American NBA players at that point?
Well, I like the way the playing of Damian Lillard, for example, but if we talking about Serbian players particular, I have to say that I really like how Bogdan Bogdanović from Atlanta Hawks playing. That's like my type of playing right now, so I'm trying to be like play something similar like him. And I like Miloš Teodosić. You probably guys don't know him, but he used to play in LA Lakers, Clippers, my fault. Like 3 years ago, I think, because I like his way on playing, because he's really like floor general. He's making the whole team better. He knows how to pass the ball, and that's my thing. I just want to make team better, and you know, I just like to organize the team well, you know.
Well, and we've seen that in practices so far. You're not lacking in confidence once you get out there with the guys, but also at the defensive end, I think that's where this team has the most room for growth, especially putting a little bit more pressure on the ball. I know Coach Leggins would like to do that. You're not afraid of contact either.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Defensively, where do you think this team can go?
I think that this year we can have great defensive team because we have some transfer who got here with length and like big kids, you know. So I think that we can have really, really nice season on both ends, especially in defensive end as well.
Well, and then I don't know if you had spent much time out here on the west coast of the United States, but how's the adjustment being to Portland? How are you liking the Pacific Northwest?
Yeah, this is my first year in West Coast. I had never been here, and I like it. I mean, I've been only in East Coast so far, but I like it over here. We're like a lot. I just want to visit like stuff like San Diego and like cities like that, you know.
The best is those trips usually come in January and February, and we all can't wait. We'll circle those when the schedule comes out in a couple of weeks. And then, have you been found? You know, Portland, one of the better food cities on the West Coast. Have you? And there's every single cuisine you can think of. Have you found some places to get some home style cooking?
Actually, I did. I found a lot of spots where I can get something to eat similar to back home food. So I really like it over here. Everything. I actually can't complain about anything over here.
Well, fantastic. Vukasa Mašić, thanks for taking a few minutes. I know everybody's excited to see what you're going to add to the team this season. Best of luck, and we'll look forward to getting ready come fall camp.
Appreciate you a lot. Thank you.
Thank you, Vukasic, and I think fans will really appreciate his game. Not afraid of contact, very confident, a lot of quick movement, constantly in motion. Loves playmaking, whether it's getting a bucket for himself, knockdown shooter, or facilitating. And so far, you know, one of the things that we saw last season, the Pilots had a difficult time doing was getting those lob passes up at the rim, especially for guys that can get up. You look at Christian Scholand, somebody who can certainly finish at the rim. Vukasic, very, very adept with the touch of getting those right at the rim. Will be exciting to see him be part of this team in the open floor. If you missed it earlier, the Pilots releasing their non-conference schedules for both the men and the women, and the Phil Knight Invitational bracket was released. Portland opening up Thanksgiving morning with the defending champion North Carolina Tar Heels. Again, the summer sale going on for tickets. The five flex ticket package, $50 for any non-conference men's or women's games at the Child Center. So that's separate from the Phil Knight Invitational tickets. You can go on portlandpilots.com/summer sale and get those flex pack tickets. Ticket packages all set for you, as we mentioned, for any men's or women's games. And then the first 2 days of games this season, the second week of November, Monday the 7th and Wednesday the 9th, it'll be a doubleheader. Women will play at 5 o'clock, Willamette on the 7th, and then Hawaii on the 9th. The men will follow right after about 7:30 with Lewis and Clark and Florida A&M. Should be a lot of fun. December will be interesting as well for the Pilots as they get visits from North Dakota, North Dakota State, and then New Orleans will be back on Saturday, December 10th. That'll be a doubleheader as well. The women get Portland State at 3 o'clock, and then the men with New Orleans, who they defeated, you'll remember, in the basketball classic at home, getting that first postseason victory for the men's basketball program in school history. So if you want to be a part of those, again, portlandpilots.com/summer sale. So now that we have all of these pieces in place, they are here practicing, getting acclimated to what Coach Leggins wants to do. How are he and his coaching staff going to put this all together? It's time to talk to a member of the coaching staff. And now that we've met the four new transfers that are coming into the program this season, thought it'd be a good opportunity on this podcast to check in with assistant coach TJ Leopold and kind of see how it's all coming together. Some spirited workouts so far this summer. Nice to have mostly everybody here. And we'll get into kind of how all the pieces are going to come together. First of all, though, did you get at least a little bit of vacation after March and had a chance to decompress before we start dialing it back up?
Yeah, I actually, all the coaches' legs, we get a couple weeks in May where you get to see your family. And but, I mean, at the end of the day, we have fun here every day anyway. So our family comes to us. We go to the family. I think we all went home for a week or two. In August, we'll do the same thing. I'll go see my dad celebrate his 70th birthday. So the players will get 2 weeks off in August. So it's been fun. Been a really fun offseason.
Well, good. And obviously, I think the momentum that you built in the first season, getting that first postseason victory in school history, 19 wins, all of that momentum continued to build despite, you know, a couple of disappointments. Chris Austin, obviously the injury to end the season put a real damper on things, but good to see him back at least here. Doesn't look to have any ill effects. He won't be available till we get way into the season. He's building back strength up in that leg, but Jack announced that he's going to come back for a final season as well. You have 8 regulars that return. You add 4 transfers. You have 2 freshmen that you're high on. How different are things preparing for the upcoming season than they were 12 months ago?
Well, I mean, for anybody that watched our games, especially towards the end of last year, knows that, well, because Jack was hurt and Mike ended up pretty much going down, is we only really played 5/6 guys. It was about, I mean, there were a lot of box scores that 5 guys played 38, 39 minutes. So it was really unique in the sense our staff have never dealt with that before. You got the foul trouble problem. You got people getting tired. Obviously, our guys got in really good shape and just having no depth. And then you start missing your shots short late in the game. And so we really wanted to get more depth, and I think we did a great job of it, like you said, because we had our nucleus of guys, and then we to go on Chris and Jack. Chris has been, you know, it's pretty tremendous because he broke his leg and he had to basically learn how to walk. But here's a kid, he's gained 10 pounds of muscle, believe it or not. He didn't need to.
I don't know where he put it.
But. Yeah, and he looks great and he is so motivated. We're hoping we get him back in January. You never know, but that's what our hope is. Jack should be ready to go in September, which is going to be awesome because there's another coach we have. We love that he came back. He's going to bring so much experience and leadership to our team. He'll just, day one, when he gets here, it's going to change. And then the transfers, when you bring in Wyatt and Joey, Vusky and Alden, what it really brought us is guys that played at pretty high levels that are really experienced and smart. So as opposed to last year where we had, I want to say, about 5 or 6 freshmen that we tried to add in the rotation. They hadn't played college basketball. It was really tough to get thrown into the fire. And these guys, you could just already tell. Joey, he's averaged 7 and 7. But what's funny is he's actually pretty good offensively. He's ambidextrous and he's tough. He's going to bring us something. And then Wyatt can really shoot it. Vukasin can really shoot it and play. He's one of the more skilled guards we've ever had, Eastern or here. And then Alden, coming from Mississippi State, he just got his year back. He's going to be a freshman. So he's really with the Wansay and Bull class, and we're really excited about our freshmen. You got Alden. Wansay is an absolute hooper, and Bull is legit 6'10 and a half, can shoot and play. So we're really excited with the depth we have overall.
And so, obviously, a couple of guys moved on. Mattia decided to head back. He went through an awful lot last year, so kind of understandable. Maybe he needed to, you know, just kind of reassess everything that's going on for him, and we certainly wish him the best. Nicola had the injury, never really had an opportunity, and then Big Zoe. Those three decided to continue their careers in different directions. So it really created a void in the middle. That was where we saw Joey St. Pierre as well as Wyatt Lowell coming in, and a lot's going to be needed. But maybe one of the biggest off-season changes that people will notice when they see this team, the one freshman that decided to stay was Big V, Vasilia, and he looks like a completely different kid than we saw at the end of last season.
Yeah, Big V had an unbelievable offseason. I want to say he's put on 20 or 25 pounds. We just went over that, and I don't know exactly what it is, but it's very noticeable when you see him, which I think is the biggest thing for him, because I think he lacked strength, and it put him down a couple times last year. It just... And then he got a little unmotivated throughout the year. It was like a freshman season. He had to go through struggles. But I think it was good for him because, like, well, I mean, if you watch practice today, he absolutely dominated inside. He's getting confident. He understands our system. So he's talking more on defense, which defense was a huge thing for him last year. It hurt him a little bit. Now he's bought in. So we're looking. We feel like with Joey and V, we've got two fives that can bang now. Two guys that are legit 6'10", 6'10 and a half, 6'11", and they can – You know, we're not going to have to put so much pressure inside. Like last year, we start a 6'4 center. It's a little tough to guard size.
So now you've got all this depth. The interesting part, it goes from how do we find five guys that we can keep out there for a long period of time to, okay, there's only 200 minutes in a game to go around. How are we going to distribute these to give us the best opportunity to win on a night-to-night basis and keep everybody involved and engaged in the program?
Exactly. I mean, you hit it right on the dot. Our staff's really big on numbers and lineups, and after every game we meet, and we're going to – that'll be – unlike last year where we had to figure out what to do with five guys, now it's what lineups work well together, which players work well together offensively and defensively. We're going to have times where we have five shooters in. We're going to have times where we got a big lineup in where we have multiple guards. So it'll be really cool, and that will come more in September, October, November as we get into it. Right now we're kind of just learning the system. The new guys are in, and we're playing. But it's going to be cool how many different lineups we can throw at teams. Some teams might not be able to guard small, guard big. So that's going to be a huge difference for us.
Well, yeah. And so I know you kind of took the defensive thing was your piece of the puzzle last year. And now knowing you can have all these lineups, you know, how do you keep yourself from just not being able to focus on, okay, what do we do real well? What's going to be effective? Honing in so you simplify it for the guys and it's not so much that they're overwhelmed by thinking about any one thing.
Exactly. And, you know, coming to Portland last year, we learned a lot. It took Christian, Mo, and Chris about until January, and you just saw everything click because the way that we play defensively, offensively is really fun and you move and flow. Defensively, you have to think a little bit because we switch and we try to help each other if we're mismatched and we're in help, and it's a real team defense. So right now the new guys are learning and they're catching on a lot quicker than we were last year, which is awesome, but they're still learning. It makes it a little bit tough when you got a lot of different languages on the team. You got V and Juan. V's and talk Serbian is his main language, obviously. And then you got Juanse, Argentinian. They're trying to figure each other out. It's actually really fun and cool. They're getting to know each other, but we're going to be able to have right now we're figuring out which guys can guard which positions because we're going to score a lot of points. So we're going to stay in front of the ball. We're going to play percentage. We need to rebound. I think we should rebound a lot better, which is going to be huge for us this year.
Chatting here with assistant coach TJ Leopold as the Pilots continue into the summer workouts here. A couple more weeks, week and a half so left of summer workouts. Then you'll take a break until classes start in the fall and you're able to get going again. I think the other thing that we've noticed watching these workouts, Moses Wood, who was great last year and one of the pillars of the team, somebody you could rely on, but he looks like he has rededicated himself to take his game to another level this season.
And that's exactly right. Mo kind of made that decision in the offseason meeting where he was like, you know what, I want to play the highest level of pro possible, and nobody says he can't go be Duncan Robinson or whatnot. If he continues to put weight on it, he's the best shooter, I think, in the conference. We'll find out this next year. But he totally dedicated himself. He's continuing to become a better leader. It's not in his personality to be the loudest guy in the world, but now he understands I am an older – I want to say he's 22, 23 years old, so he needs to start leading, telling other guys what to do. He understands the system. To be honest, every guy took a jump up, though. Christian totally dedicated himself. Chica has come back way better. T-Rob looks like a stud. His body, he lost a little bit of fat and put on muscle. Mike, getting healthy. Him being healthy is just going to be huge because when he's healthy, he's as good as any guard we have. So at the end of the day, and then V, like we already said. So all of our guys that returned got better, and that was a huge piece for us.
And now the schedule's just about put together. The announcement coming from the Phil Knight Invitational, you get another crack at North Carolina. Of course, returning national champion, likely the number one team when preseason rolls around. It'll be them or Gonzaga. They have almost everybody back. How much is that a useful tool for you to have that and say that's not, you know, in coaching, that's not going to be good enough for Carolina, but at the same point, not overusing. It's like you got like seven games before you get to that one.
To be honest, at this point, it's just exciting. Yeah, that comes out. We're just excited for that. Obviously, like you said, we're not even thinking about that because you got your three home games and then you have a really tough little three-game stretch where you go Air Force, Kent State, Seattle right before that. So we'll be so focused on those games that you won't even think about Carolina until it comes. But what an exciting opportunity our guys have this year. It's a crazy schedule. You never know how good some of these teams in the WCC are, but you got to figure, we just said, man, we're playing Gonzaga twice and Carolina once. We could play the number one team in the country three times. I don't know how many schools ever get a chance to do that. So we're excited. Our guys are excited. We're really hoping the fans buy in and come early. If you didn't get a chance to see us play last year, you should come because it's going to be a lot of points, a lot of threes, and a lot of fun.
No question. The renovation of the lower bowl seating and Child Center is just about done. They're still working on it behind us here as we're up in the Pilot Club. But what now is the most important thing for guys as they finish up the summer workouts and to keep in mind to carry over so you can pick up when fall camp opens right where you left off?
What Legs is saying, you know, if we need to stay together, not be content. We haven't really done anything yet. Yeah, it's cool last year going from they thought we were going to be last and you go 7-7, but that's not what we want. Now we have a culture instilled and we don't want to do that. We want to get in the we want to be up there in the conference. We want to compete with Gonzaga. We want to compete with St. Mary's. We want to beat those teams. So in order to do that, we're just pressing, don't be content. We got to work harder. We got to prepare more. We're really excited for this group. And if they just continue to work like they've been doing, take their week or two, see their families, get their workouts in. And then when they come back, we're going to war. And we're really excited for the opportunity we have.
Well, the buzz is still there. And now with the PKI release to that bracket, the official non-conference schedule, the finishing touches are being put on it. We should have that here in the next day or two. A lot of momentum building, a lot of excitement for the upcoming season. TJ Leopold, thanks so much, as always, for taking a few minutes.
Yep, thanks, Wack. Go Pilots.
Thank you, TJ. And the Pilots look to get going early. It is a busy, busy schedule. Right out of the chute, they'll play four games in 8 days. They open up Monday, November 7th. Lewis and Clark, the Pioneers, will be here. That's at home, as is Wednesday the 9th with Florida A&M. And then Friday the 11th, Portland State, before they hit the road. Games at Kent State and Air Force. They'll come home Saturday, play Seattle U in the Child Center before the Phil Knight Invitational. And then a stretch of four home games there after Thanksgiving. Multnomah, Wednesday, November 30th. North Dakota, Saturday, December 5th. North Dakota State on Monday, December 5th. And New Orleans on Saturday, December 10th. A couple of road games at the Oregon Ducks on the 17th and at UC Riverside on Thursday the 22nd. We expect to get the West Coast Conference schedule sometime later in the month of August, finding out how all that will piece together. We expect the conference season opener to be Thursday, December the 29th, a game also on New Year's Eve potentially. We'll have to find out if that's how it works out or if they'll get one of their bye weeks in there with the single games, maybe just a Saturday New Year's Eve game to start the season. But thanks again to Alden Applewhite, Vukashin Mašić, as well as TJ Leopold for taking a few minutes. PortlandPilots.com/summer sale. Get in on the Flex Pack right now. Five non-conference games, men or women, for just $50. Again, if you have specific questions about ticket packages for the Phil Knight Invitational, you'll need to call the box office at 503-943-7525 during the regular business hours and figure out how to get in place for those. Season tickets available as well, and we hope to see you out at the Child Center
come November. Should be an exciting season. Another week or so of summer practices, and we'll try and wrap things up for you, see if we can talk to head coach Shante Leggins as well before the guys will have a break. Everybody will get a couple of weeks in between the summer session, and then they'll be back at the end of August to start classes, get going with training camp. Then towards the end of September and October. Thanks again for joining us. Until we chat again, this has been the Portland Pilots Podcast.